So
there were always many hanging on him for that. He didn't like it.
No, he didn't mind that. A loudspeaker microphone. Let's clear the record on that. He is very amenable to putting the being mic'd. But the loudspeaker mic, he didn't like it for kirtan. For speaking, all right. He doesn't like on kirtan. So, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he was on the Brajamandal Parikrama with his disciples, Paramananda Prabhu, who's very dear to him, he came to Prabhupada as a young boy. And he's very dear to Prabhupada and accompanying him everywhere. So after they've become established in Radha Kunda, Hare Krishna. Speaking of a young boy. So he noticed, as we saw yesterday in Radha Kunda, it was the Diwan of Bharatpur and his family, they're doing like we hear Goswamis, Samkhya Purva Kanam Anangatibi. They're doing counting a particular amount and they're doing dandavats in a particular way. So it's a fashion in Radha Kunda. This one working too? No, okay. Sorry, just a little bit. Oh, there we go. Now it's fine. It's fine. So, just little. So, the people, they give, say some prayer, some mantram, and then do one dandavat, then some more prayers. Sometimes someone says 108 prayers and moves one. People do it in different ways. But he saw the Maharaj and his family doing this, the queen. And so he came back very excited. And he said, Prabhupada. Actually, he said, Prabhu. Only Saraswati Thakur, he's calling his disciples Prabhu. Radha Kunda Babaji, they object to this. They say, no, you, it is Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, not to tell Prabhu. That is not his conception. His conception is Dash Oshmi. Not that I'm guru and you're something lower. No, you are the Vaibhav, extension of my own guru, a worshipable paraphernalia. Once something's been offered to Krishna, it becomes worshipable. So he's seeing disciple as Prabhu. And therefore, one of the reasons he's known as Prabhupada, where so many Prabhus, they've taken shelter. Anyway, that boy, Paramananda Prabhu, very excited, and he says, Prabhupada, they have so much devotion for Radharani. And Saraswati Thakur said, yes, they have so much devotion for Radharani. He said, but there is a big difference between them and us. Pardon me? I'm just talking. Whether it comes and goes, I can't be informed continuously about volume control. And I'm not going to scream. Because what little voice I have left, I'll just use it. I'm sorry. Forgive me. You know, if you can't hear me, you can watch it online later. All right? Thanks to the mercy of the internet. Okay. So, I just need to speak without interruption at this point. Okay, at this point. So he said, there is a big difference between them and us. He said, like Yata Radha Priya Vishnu. They're worshipping Radharani because she is dear to Krishna. So in their conception, Krishna is in the primary position, Radharani is in the secondary position. He said, but our conception is just the opposite. We have anything to do with Krishna because he is dear to Radharani. So in our conception, Krishna, Radharani is in the primary position and Krishna is in the secondary position. Okay. So just as, what are they saying? So he said, we are Shuddha Shaktas. Generally, people are telling, I asked a taxi driver the other day in Calcutta, I said, Shakta? I always look at their dashboard to see who their Ishta Devata is. Someone, you know, Jai Ma Kali, Kolkata Wali. Another man is, you know, Mahadev, Shivji. Everyone's got their different way. Yeyatamam prapadyante tamstadeva to tell you bhajamiham. It's all okay. But I said, so you're Shakta?
Yes.
Shakta. Vaishnava or Shakta? Shakta. But Saraswati Thakur said, we are Shuddha Shaktas. Because ultimately, we're worshipping Mahabhav Swarupini Radha Thakurani. Srila Saraswati Thakur, he liked to say, predominating moiety, predominated moiety. The supreme female, the supreme female. So we say the supreme absolute truth. When Srila Saraswati Thakur started the Harmonist magazine, in the first issue, he makes reference to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Sajjan Toshini. And he describes, what is Sat, what is Sajjan, and what is Sajjan Toshini? So when it comes to Sat, it says the supreme absolute truth is not Krishna alone. We don't worship Krishna alone. Like people in Vrindavan, and forgive me for saying so, they're so much addicted to Mirabai and singing Mirabhajans. But Mira is always talking about Krishna and Mira. No Radha, no Lalita, no Bishaka, no Rupa, no Rati. Mira and Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Saraswati Thakur, Guru Maharaj, they say, this is fictitious devotion. The only way it can be you and Krishna alone is a distant conception. Vasudev Sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlabaha. It's the beginning of a personal, but Krishna alone is not Bhagavan proper, what to speak of Swayam Bhagavan. Swayam Bhagavan, Krishna, is at the right hand of Radharani. At the side of another gopi or anybody else, Swayam Prakash, Swayam this, Swayam that. Swayam Bhagavan is at the right hand of Radharani only. And that's why Rupa Nugalayan, they're promoting Radharani and no one else. So anyway, this idea of alone. And so Guru Maharaj said, why you're told this? Like Everest is the highest peak in the Himalaya. So from the greatest distance, you can focus your vision on Everest. But the proof that you're coming in connection with Everest, that you're going in the right direction, will be when you start coming in connection with so many subordinate peaks surrounding Everest. So Narottam Thakur says, Asraya Loya Bhaje Tari Krishna. What is it? Anyone know? Where's Gopal? Anyway. Akarane Nagelo. Saying, don't go to Krishna direct. Take Asraya Loya. You take shelter of the devotee of Krishna. So Guru is known as Asraya Vigraha. In 1981, around that time, so much confusion was there in the aspiring devotional Western world about the position of Guru, because there are many statements in the scripture about Guru, and one comes to mind right now, Sakshad Rite Nastamasa Shastre Uktastataba Bhattaeva Sadvi. We're told, that will come in a second, Kintu Prabhoya Priyavataja. First, we're told Sakshad Hari, he's directly Krishna. We think, oh, the Guru is Krishna. But then Vishwanath says, Kintu, but if you look Susamiksha, you examine Guru more closely and with greater scrutiny, you will see that Guru is Prabhu Priya, the one who is most dear to Krishna. The shift goes from Guru, from Krishna to Krishna's Shakti, to Radharani. So ultimately, she is the Ujjvala Rasa Acharya, as declared in the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We have Radharani as Guru, Madhura Rasa, Nityananda Prabhu, Guru of Shanta up to Vatsalya, and working co-jointly for all of, and in connection with Yogamaya, for all, casting, scripting, Krishna Leela, Anyara Hridoyaman Moraman Vrindavan. Radharani saying, most people, their heart and their mind are almost the same. For me, my heart and Vrindavan are one. So Vrindavan is a construct of the heart of Srimati Radharani. Bargo bai Vrishabhanu Jatma Bibabai Eka Aradhana Sripuram. It is the Sripuram in Guru Maharaj's Gayatri Gudartha is explanation. Like they say, Paris is the city of light. The Sri Puram, the heart of Radharani, she's illuminating the whole spiritual world. It's all constructed of Chinmoy. Vaikunter Prithivyadi Sakala Chinmoy. So this has all been constructed by her in connection with Baladev for the pastimes, the pleasure, the happiness of Krishna. So Saraswati Thakur said, the supreme absolute truth in this sense is not Krishna alone, but Radha and Krishna. They constitute the supreme absolute truth. Who are the Satjan? The Satjan are those who are wholly given over to them, their own. One of the names of Srila Saraswati Thakur, Sri Barshabhanavi Devi Doita. He is exclusively a devotee of Srimati Radharani. So, and that same Brajaman and art, Sajjan Toshini, those who want to, who's only live to please them, like Srila Prabhupada Swami Maharaj saying, reading Vishwanath, Vyavasayatmika Budhi Ekeha Kurunandana. When I realized I have no other reason in life but save and accept to fulfill the order of my guru, that's why I breathe, that's why I maintain this body. It's consistent with Raghunath Das Goswami. Ashavare amrita sindhu mayi katanchit kalomayati kilasampratamhi. Saying, Ashavare amrita, I maintain my life with the aspiration of the service of your holy lotus feet, without which my life is of no value. What's more valuable than my life? Vrindavan, what use of Vrindavan to me? This is from the Prayojan Tattva Acharya, Raghunath Das Goswami. He says that, not some crazy shaib from the West who, you know, on drugs. Raghunath Das Goswami says, Braja is of no use to me without you. And what is more shameful to say, Brajena, Bororu Bakarinapi, without you, Krishna is a dreadful thing. Everyone said, I know it is a shameless thing to say. Krishna is a dreadful thing. Bakari, a demon killer. All the sweetness is gone. When Krishna shoved his fist down the throat of Arista, and he felt it like a hot iron burning. But Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur says, actually, everything about Krishna is sweet, including his arm. So when he pushed his arm, shoved his arm down his throat, he should have relished all that sweetness. But he didn't. He took it in another way. So just like in Aghasura, it says at the end of the chapter, what's the conclusion? Somehow or other, you've got to let Krishna enter you. You know, like, so Sakhi Charan Babu said, when we first met Saraswati Thakur, he's pounding the table and preaching to us, and his face is becoming pink like a lotus. We can't understand what Prabhupada is saying. He said, but one thing we did know, it's as if he's trying to force some nectarine substance down our throats. That much we could understand. So we told the other day, Vairagya Yug Bhakti Rasa Prayatne. Apayayam mam anabipsam andam kripam budhi yak paraduka duki sanatanasvam prabhumashrayami. Raghunath Das saying, he's so merciful. He forced me to take this. Saraswati Thakur forced his disciples to take this. Right? So the Sajjan, those who've given their lives over, holy, they're the ones to please. So Sajjan Toshini means the attempt to please them. So, we see such intensity. When Saraswati Thakur would hear the song of Bhaktivinod Thakur, where he says, I don't like to hear the name of Shaibya, that foul-mouthed girl friend of Chandralali. Don't want to hear their names, see their faces. Gurumar said, when Jajavar Maharaj, Bhakti Bichara Jajavar Maharaj, would be singing for Saraswati Thakur and Puri, these songs. When that line would come in the song, Prabhupada's body would jerk as if he was being struck by lightning. He's so intense and exclusive in his devotion to Srimati Radharani. Right? We're told, Guru Maharaj said in his Nitesmin sloka, when that Radharani waking on that day, on January 1st, 1937, and seeing no Nayana Mani Manjari, saying, I cannot tolerate his separation a moment longer, and pulled Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur up into the spiritual world. So that Saraswati Thakur, with his followers in Radha Kunda, as devotees do, they ask questions. After Radharani left the Rasa Leela, Krishna goes in search of Radharani, and they're together for some time. They have to carry me, carries her for some time, put her down in a place, and then vanishes. He abandons her. And Guru Maharaj said, Prabhupada became furious and said, why do you say this? There is no devotion to be found there. And everyone was shocked and quiet. Like, don't say anything. You're disturbing Prabhupada. Right? And then they went on. Right? It was not discussed any further. But Guru Maharaj, ever the perfect servitor of Srila Saraswati Thakur, he said, I have to find some adjustment. He knows in the core of his heart that Radharani is always in the supreme position. Just as he knows when you hear Arto Yam Brahmasutranam Bharatartha Biniraya Gayatri Basya Rupo Sho Vedartha Paribringhita. What's in the Bhagavatam, Gayatri, it must be saying the same thing. If it's the Gayatri Basya, it must be saying the same thing. What is the Bhagavatam all about? And this Guru Maharaj met a pundit in South India who knew all 18,000 slokas of the Bhagavatam. And, you know, if there's someone out there's only 16 available. Okay. You know, it's a lot, any way you look at it. So he knows all of them. In their meeting, Guru Maharaj said, in your opinion, who are the supreme devotees in the Bhagavatam? And that man says, Chatushan. The four Kumaras, they're in the supreme position. What do you say? Guru Maharaj said, they're in the lowest position. And? So with two slokas, Guru Maharaj demonstrated to him what is truth. What was that? He knows 18,000, you know, Barabahi, Saragrahi. He's carrying 18,000 slokas. Oh, you know, it's a great burden, all these slokas. With two slokas, Guru Maharaj said, Natata priyatama atmayonir na shankara, nacha san karshana sri, naivatma yacha yatabhavan. Oh, Uddhava, you're more dear to me than Atmabhu, than Brahma, than Shankar, Shiva, than Sankarshan, my own brother, and even Sri, Goddess Lakshmi. In fact, you're more dear to me than my very self, naivatma cha yatabhavan. Sanatana Goswami Prabhu says in his Brihad Bhagavatamrita Teek. Actually, he's saying this because he's with Uddhava. Some other devotee can be there. He also appreciate. He's highlighting the position of the devotee, but here particularly Uddhava. So that's the first look. So already he's eliminated and established Uddhava in the supreme position. What do we hear from Uddhava? Asam aho charanarindu sham ahang sham Vrindavane kim api gu milato sadinam Yad dushta jam svajanam arjapatam chihitva Bejur mukunda parivrim Shruti bir vimrigyam. That Uddhava, who knows the Dwarka queens, he knows everything and everyone. He carries the message, the Uddhava Sunday, the message from Krishna to Vraja Gopis. Right, that Uddhava says, what is my asha, as Ranganath Das Goswami expressed his? My aspiration is to have an atomic presence in the plain of Vrindavan. Not those who ostentatiously make a show of devotional achievement. Never. Vaishnava will never speak like that. What does Mahaprabhu say? Paraduli sadrusham vichin. I want the least position in your plane. Same thing, they're all saying the same thing. Prabodhananda, yasya kadapi vasanonchala kelanota, danyati danya pavanein, what does he say in the end? Tasya namostu brishabhanu bubodhi shepi, where Radharani appeared, the direction is worshipable to me. That's a proper distance from me. Right? So, here, Guru Maharaj in two slokas established first the position of Uddhava, then from the mouth of Uddhava, glorifying Brajagopis and Radharani. One, two, finished. Right? So that's Saraswati Thakur. Guru Maharaj knows Radharani is always in the supreme position. If things appear otherwise, it's just for appearances. So he was studying Bhaktivinod Thakur, and we mentioned this something in the Imli Tal the other day, that there he found the reason Krishna separated himself from Radharani was to, in a hidden position, observe her behavior. Like in the Brahmar Gita, which when Krishna's Babaji Maharaj took Guru Maharaj down to his bomb shelter, Ban Maharaj's bomb shelter. Ban Maharaj built a bomb shelter in Vrindavan, over by the Oriental Institute. And so once he was showing Guru Maharaj and Srila Sridhar Maharaj and Krishna's Babaji Maharaj, and then Babaji Maharaj asked Guru Maharaj to speak on the Brahmar Gita, right, which is his specialty, and that's not our specialty. And we're forbidden to speak about, well, we can say one thing. Such a beautiful sloka like Yadanu Charita Lila Karna Piyusha Bripruit Sakrida Danda Vidudadanda Dharma Vinashta Sapadi Griham Kutumbam Dinam Utsrija Bahuva Iham Bhikkhu Charjam Charanti. Radharani say, if a drop of the topics of Krishna, you hear one drop of that Piyusha Bripruit and it enters your heart, you're finished, you're poisoned, your whole Dharma Dvandva Vinashta. And you'll end up be like these birds. We see the birds, they go around, they have no residence. Somehow they're maintaining themselves. But what kind of bird is that? Hungsa, Paramahansa. He said, if this spreads its influence in your heart, Pravishta Karna Randrena Swanam Bhavam Saroruham, Dunoti Shyamalam Krishna, Shaliyasya Yatasharat. Everything will be cleansed away. Vidyate hridaya granti chidyante sarva sangshaya. Right? The knots that have a stranglehold on the heart will be broken to pieces. Right? The other day we were at Sanatan Goswami Prabhu's Madan Mohan temple. He's the Sambandha Gyan Acharya. Right? And his deity is Madan Mohan. He's the Bhakti Siddhanta Acharya. Brihad Bhagavatamritam, he's showing gradation. When Guru Maharaj detected in me that I'm just quoting here, there, everywhere, I don't have any sense of a hierarchy or the ability to weigh, assess, measure, value. He said, haven't you gone through Brihad Bhagavatamritam at the time? I said, no. And thank the Lord. Then he gave me the, like Guru said, the throwing potency and the capacity to receive it. So Sanatan Goswami Prabhu, Madan Mohan Vigraha. Why is Madan Mohan in the first position, Gopinath in the third position, and Govinda in the second position, if we are Rupa Nugas? Why? Why? And why must it be this way? Because in this world, everyone is under the influence of Madan. Right? Can't break it. Can't give it up. Madan has a stranglehold on the hearts of everyone. And so they're Krishna Prem potential is being adulterated and pervertedly expressed as a lust for matter. Atmendriya Priti Dari Icha Boli Kam. Krishnendriya Priti Icha Dari Premanam. So, what can break that? You know, Vairagya, Tapasya, austerities. I've been, like the people in the way, I've been celibate now. Oh, really? Yeah, for 6 months. Yeah. Right. 6 months, 6 years, six lifetimes. That is no guarantee to get a connection with Krishna and pure Krishna conception. Rather, one may have to be humiliated to destroy that all-devouring sort of ego. Pratishta. Pratishtadatari nirjananagari tava harinam kevala koitava. Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, so what does Brahma Sangita say? Kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobham. What is Shobhana Krishna? How beautiful is Krishna? Kandarpa koti kamaniya. If you take 10 million cupids and condense them in one, that will give you a hint, point you in the direction of the irresistibly seductive charm of the beauty of Krishna. Right. That's what it's told there. So therefore, the Sambandha Gyan deity necessarily must be Madan Mohan. Because until you break in the stranglehold of Madan, there's no question of Gopinath, Govinda, and all these other things. So you have Madan Mohan must be in the first position. Otherwise, Vikriditam Brajabudu Vidam Chibishnu Sradhanvato Anushanaya Dattabhar Nayedyak. Then the Bhakti Param Bhagavati Pratilabdhikam, it's not going to happen. You're going to be living in a delusion, voyeuristically envisioning yourselves of some sort of a God knows what in the upper world. It's silly, it's foolish, it's forbidden, it's illegal over and out. So Madan Mohan must be in the first position to break the dhira, have to become dhira, right? That's the qualification. Then those other things can be given. Separation's been compared to being bitten by cobra venom. Then the antidote you can take. At that time, Hare Krishna Jai, Sanyasi Vrinda Maharaj Bindaki Jai. When you're suffering from the separation of snake bite, then the venom can be given to you. But if you're just, you know, it's another day at the beach and you're thinking of, you know, having a shot of cobra antidote, may not be a good idea. As Gurudev once said, they go, well, you say that first you have to become cured, then you can take the medicine. And Gurudev said, not exactly like that. He said, but it's like homeopathic medicine. First, you have to identify what is the medicine. Then you go, oh, now you told me the name, let me take that. Oh, no, wait a minute. There's also potency of that medicine, and there's also dosage. Just knowing, oh, hearing about Krishna. No, it's not like that. What did Babaji Maharaj say? You heard Bhagavatam. All I heard was money. Avaishnavo mukodgirnam putam harikatamritam. If harikatha, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, harikatha durbhikha, the world's suffering, a famine of harikatha, then you should hear it from anyone and everyone. Sanatana, no. Avaishnava mukodgirnam putam harikatamritam. Sravanam naiva kartavyam. Not to hear from anyone and everyone. When Tirtha Maharaj, out of good intentions, rented the Nath Mandir in the early days of Gaudiya Math. One garland they can use. Yeah, so, Dandavat Maharaj. Yeah. So Tirtha Maharaj, he rented out the Nath Mandir because they needed some money. And Saraswati Thakur said, what are you doing? He said, well, they're going to come in here and they have some Vaishnava program or something like that. And Saraswati Thakur said, you cannot do that. Guru Maharaj said, it's tantamount to renting your wife. You cannot rent your wife to other people. This is, and he said, put a sign on the Nath Mandir that says, Sravana Sadhan. You can only come here to hear. You can't, and hear about from our Guru Varga, you can't come here and make some other vibration than that pure representation of lion of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That's why Srila Guru Maharaj created Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. So, what was I saying? Why did I say it? Oh, Jai Hare Krishna. So Madan Mohan, break the stranglehold that Madan has on the heart. So that's why Guru said Madan Mohan is in the first position. Then, but interestingly, we're supposed to be Rupanugas. Why is Guru says Sanatana Goswami says he's also a Rupanuga. Das Goswami is clearly a Rupanuga, but he's the Prayojan Tattva Acharya. Because what did he say? What Saraswati Thakur said. Our ultimate necessity is Radha Dasyam. So Guru Maharaj's sloka, Yadamiyam Mahima Sri Bhagavatam Katayam Pratipatam Anubhutam Apyalabdabideya Tad Akila Rasa Murti Shamalila Avalambam Madura Rasadi Sri Radha Parapadmam Prapadye. Although her name is not mentioned there, Pratipatam, At every step of the way, everything in the Bhagavatam is meant to take us to the service of her holy lotus feet. Ostensibly, it is the book of Krishna. But who is Achyuta Priya? When Narada says, Vyas, you know, Jugupsitam Dharma Kritainer Shasha, you've done the worst thing to the world. What? I thought Veda Vyas gave religion. Yeah, you gave religion to people. Now they're going to think, we just follow this religion, they're never going to leave the world. We're following Veda Vyas. So Narada said, now you've got to tell them the naked truth. Because if anyone else tells them, they say, what, are you a greater authority than Veda Vyas? I don't think so. So they need to hear it from Veda Vyas and from the mouth of Sukadeva. Parinishti topi naragunye utamaslokan lilaya. Grihita cheta rajar se akyanam yadaditavan. Said, I was already in the Niraguna plane. Everybody knows that. But then I heard Uttama Shloka Lila, the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, Braja Gopis, and it was as I was carried away to another world that I didn't know existed previously. So Narada said, you have to tell them. Why do you feel so bad? I'll tell you why you feel bad. You didn't tell them about Achyuta Priya. And that's an interesting word. Achyuta Priya. That means, Srimati Radharani, you not need to tell them that all this Krishna stuff, without Radharani, what does it, Bhaktivinoda say? Radha bhajane, zari nati nahi velo. It's a waste of, if you're trying to worship Krishna and not worship Radharani, you're wasting your time. So he's saying, basically, it's always consistent. There's a thread connecting everything. Narada telling Vyas, in an indirect way, tell him about Krishna, and he knows, what's Krishna all about? Srimati Radharani, Radha Dasyam. So, Das Goswami is Prayojana Tattva Acharya, Ashabari Amrita Sena, saying the same thing, right? Then why is Rupa and Govindaji in the middle position? This is interesting. Because, what's the mantra for Prayojana Tattva Acharya? Sriman Rasa Rasarangbi Bhangshi Bhattatatastita Karshan Venu Swanai Gopi Gopinatha Sri Estunaha. Very beautiful. The Rasa Leela. Wonderful, wonderful things. But what does it say in the Rupa Goswami slope? Dibyad Brindaranya Kapadru Madha Srimad Nagara Simasanasto Srimad Radha Sri Lagovinda Devo. Pristali bi sevyamanu smarami. Here, Guru Maharaj will say, the truth, the ultimate truth, is always in the middle position. Right? Brahma, Paramatma, the extremes. Bhagavan in the center. The Gita, the six middle chapters. Krishna, he's not a Brahman, he's in the middle, he's a Vaishnava, a Vaishya. It's all in the central position. The Rupa, why is Rupa Goswami in the central position here? Prestali Bhiv Savyamana Swarami. Whereas that Rasa Leela has all the groups are there. What does Jayadev say? You know, a trillion gopis. Right? All the different groups have assembled there. But when it says Prestali Bhiv Savyamana Swarami, where Sri Rupa is, this is exclusive to the servitors of Srimati Radharani. As Guru Maharaj once said, welcome to the land of no admittance, where our means of gathering others is all accommodating, but it is all most exclusive in its target. Krishna Lilamrita Sar Tar Shata Shata Dar Das DK Jahabaha Hoite. What Kaviraj Goswami, and this is his place across the street, here at the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami, and here, he's drawing a parallel between Krishna Lila and Gaura Lila. He's not merely saying, oh, Krishna Lila, like the Vaya, oh, so much nectar, Prabhu, and Gaura Lila, oh, there's a lot of nectar there too. They're not like that. These are the experts. Why is he writing this book? Chaitanya Bhagavat's already there. What's the need for Chaitanya Charitamrita? Right? Because it's Vrindavanas Thakur writing from the perspective of Sakya Rasa, Kaviraj Goswami writing from the perspective of Madhura Rasa. There's great necessity, and based on the notes of Swarup Damodar, Vrindavanas Thakur's notes are from Murari Gupta. This is wonderful, all the Vaishnavas are worshipping. But there's great necessity, and with the sanction of who? Madan Mohan Vigraha. and Haridas, Panda, and Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, and all the Vaishnavas. He presented what? The greatest spiritual literature to have ever seen the light of day in all time, all space, all circumstances, and all creations. That is the book known as Chaitanya Charitamrita. Right? So what does he say? Krishna Lilamrita Sar. It is the creme de la creme of nectarine substances. But, as Guru Maharaj rightly said, Vrindavan, really, it is for the highest section of liberated souls. It is not for the non-liberated. It's for the highest section of liberated souls. When Srila Guru Maharaj, in the aftermath of the disappearance of Srila Saraswati Thakur, and coming out of Gaudiya Math, he came here in this very month, the month of Kartik, to do some intense Atma Samiksha and Madhukari and other things. And he's thinking, where will I spend my final days? There were three places he considered. One was the Gambhir in Puri. Again, because what is there? The Banhigarbha, what Gurudev says in Premadama Deva Stotram, the fire bed of separation, golden volcano of divine love, volcanic eruptions from the heart of Mahaprabhu in the form of Shikshastakam, behind closed doors with Swarup and Ramananda, Jagannath Balabhanathak, Gita Govinda, Vidyapati, Chandidas. What did I miss? Anyway, the books he's reading there. Oh, Krishna Karnamritam. So, like that. That's behind closed doors. With Kosturi Tilakam Lalata Palake Bakshastale Kostubam Nashagre Namamoktitam Karatale Benam Kare Kankanam Sarvananga Harichandanam Sakalayam Mukte Kante Chamuktavalim. When I see Gopal, Gopasturi Parivesito Vijayate Gopala Chudamani. Gurudev liked to remember that, seeing Gopal, and not seeing Gopal. But so those things behind, he thought there, and it's Brahmar Gita. Remember, as Srila Govinda Maharaj said, there are two focal points of Mahaprabhu. He's not interested in Milan or union. As Gurudev said, even a goat knows the joys of union. Animals know the joys of union. But Viraha Bhav, that is unknown to the animals and animal-like personalities. That is Pidabir Navakala Kuta Katuta Garvas Nirvashano. The Rupa Goswami saying, it's like, as Kaviraj Goswami, same thing. Bahye Visajalahoi Bhitare Anandamoy Krishna Premier Adbhuta Charit. Like being poisoned with cobra venom, externally hemorrhaging, while internally relishing some peculiar, extraordinary sweetness. That is that type of culture. And Sanatana Goswami Prabhu says in the conclusion of the first half of Brihad Bhagavatamritam, actual rasiks know this. Others are frauds, presenting some other misconception. So the separation allows the heart to achieve greater depths and a higher quality of expression. If you notice, when the Rasa Leela starts, it's hardly started and Krishna vanishes. Very peculiar. Big build up to the Rasa Leela, it begins, Krishna vanishes. Why? In short, we're not going to go into it right now, but Vishwanath says, because he knows you can do better. Your hearts are capable of more. Bhava Grahi Janardana, he's a Bhav consumer. He's thinking, if now I got them going, if I remove myself, the fire of separation will rage. It'll be so intense. Like it says, the gopis, like a timingil, they're being devoured. Like, if I reappear, when they've reached the zenith point of separation, if I reappear, then there'll be some extraordinary exchange. So hunger produces satisfaction. If one is not hungry, there's not much enjoyment in eating. But if one is extremely hungry, then they're relishing everything. So he says, but he thought Gangbir, he's thinking about it in different ways. Another place, Uddhav Kyari. Why? Because Brahmar Gita. And these are the focal points. Where are the zenith points in separation? As Guru Maharaj says in his sutra, service, seva, according to the intensity of its necessity, draws remuneration. Saraswati Thakur, after he concluded the parikrama, it's Shravan Sadhan, okay? After he concluded the parikrama of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he said, we all know Vrindavan is for shallow, hollow thinkers. And Guru Maharaj said, we're hearing Vrindavan is for the highest section of liberated souls. And now Prabhupada is saying, we all know, like he told, Ram Das Babaji is a Kanishta Adhikari, an infant class devotee. Or he went on the whole parikrama of Vrindavan, and he said, oh, I'm so unfortunate, I couldn't find a single Vaishnav. And they're saying, why is Prabhupada saying that? Everyone in Vrindavan is a Vaishnava. They're so, I'm Brijbasi, give me 10 rupees. Right? He's saying, I'm so unfortunate. I couldn't find a single Vaishnava. They go, well, what about Ram Das Babaji? He's taking tea and lakh of Krishna Nam every day, reading the writings of Rupa and Sanatan. He's following perfectly Vaishnava Sadachar and Hari Bhakti Vilas. Him? He's a Kanishta Adhikari. Infant class Vaishnava. Guru Maharaj, they're thinking, like, Saraswati Thakur said, I couldn't find a Vaishnava. They're going like, oh, what is Prabhupada saying? The one who everyone in Vrindavan said is a Siddha Mahatma, he's saying he's an infant class Vaishnava. He's a practitioner. Right? And Guru Maharaj Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Saraswati Thakur, Radhakund, Babaji, Vrindavan, they're trying to, by their practices, go toward that plane. Said Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they descended from that plane here to distribute something. And Saraswati Thakur says, that quality of Vaishnava I couldn't find. As Mahaprabhu says to Pradyumna Misra, Ek Ramananda, there aren't two. There's one Ramananda, and that's why I sent you to hear Hari Katha from him. Krishna Katha Ami Janina. How can Radha Krishna Militva, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Anya say, Krishna Katha Ami Janina? I don't know any Krishna Katha, but I heard something from Ramananda. You go and hear from him. But like Gadadhar Pandit was saying, Pundarika Janini, Ramananda. From an external point of view, Guru Maharaj deals with this in Sri Guru and His Grace. He said, don't be deceived by the external form of Guru. Guru, what you have a picture of Guru when he's a young boy, a middle-aged man, an old man, when he's on his sickbed, so many different ways. That is not Guru. He said, what do they say? What is that? Nas kaj nani sheshe kaj. What is that? Nake kaj nani sheshe kaj. What is more important, the nose or the air that's passing through the nose, right? You understand? Pay attention. But what is the word, buro, buvo?
Buro?
Buvo, the hollow tree.
Oh, that makal fall.
It's buvo or buro.
Buro.
That's the word. That's what Saraswati Thakur's exact word was. He's saying, for shallow, hollow people, they'll be in Vrindavan. And what did Guru Maharaj say? He said, it was as if I'd fallen out of the top of a tree. What does Prabhupada mean by saying these things? And he said, a man of real bhajan will prefer Kurukshetra. That is the conclusion. Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We think, oh, you mean like in the Bhagavad Gita? No. Not that one. No, I mean, we worship Bhagavad Gita. Don't get me wrong. Like, you know, I think he said Bhagavad Gita is not, you know, that's not what I'm saying. Trying to more carefully, precisely identify Kurukshetra. What does it mean? That if we say separation makes the heart achieve a greater depth. So we hear from Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, that when Krishna wants to have the Rasa Lila, he summons through Yogamaya millions of nights condensed as one. And Krishna Lila, you have the expansion and contraction of time and space. So how long does the Rasa Lila last? An evening? Is that how long it lasts? He says, a night of Brahma, Brahmaratri, that's how long it lasts. Well, let's just say 4,300,000,000 years, ballpark it. What do the gopis say about that? Oh, it's over? It was so quick. So that's what they're feeling from union. It was the blink of an eye. That's what it was, the blink of an eye. Right? As Gurudev liked to quote that Shamanam song of, I think, Chandidam, where he says, she'll never feel satisfied. There's no satisfaction level on taking Krishna Nam. And, you know, so they say, it was like the blink of an eye, those 4,300,000,000 years. But then we hear, on the contrary, in separation, the blink of an eye of separation is like a day of Brahma. They're cursing Brahma. You don't know how to make eyes. Foolish creator, half-civilized stupid jungle girls are finding fault with Brahma for not properly designing eyes, making blinking eyes. It's interrupting their view of Krishna. But that blink, right, what is it? It's like a day of Brahma. So the contraction and expansion of time and space. In Milan, the whole meeting was like the blink of an eye. In separation, the blink of an eye's separation is like 4,300,000,000, intolerably long. So if the blink of an eye is intolerably long, how do you think they felt after 100 years of separation? After 100 years of separation, the Brajagopis meet Krishna in Kurukshetra. It's inconceivable. And at that time, they're saying, Ahushtate nalina nava padaravinde yogeshware hridi vijanda magada bodhe samsara kupa patito taranava lambam geham jushamapi manasi uriya sadana. They're saying, before Krishna, they're first, is that Krishna? Doesn't look like him. Where's your gopavesh? Now you have the rajvesh and your flute. No flute you're carrying. What kind of Krishna is that? Are there any Krishnas in Vrindavan without a flute? I don't think so. Well, actually, here there are, but you still see a flute. They put like Radharaman like that and the flute, you know. They can do that, you know. But anyway, and they're expressing their disappointment. And you sent Uddhava with your message, telling us, we should learn yoga, it's become very popular. Learn how to meditate. God's everywhere. He's in everything. And that way you can get some relief in your hearts from the seven. Oh, we didn't like hearing that from you. Made us very angry. We don't like that. And you know what we want from you. We're not gyanis. We're not karmis. We're not karmis. Oh, God, save me. I've done so many things wrong. Please forgive me. We're not karmis. We're not gyanis. We're not yogis. Right? What are we? Geham jusham. We want a family life with you. That's what we want. You know what we want. That's what we've come for. Right. And Krishna, he's hearing this from them. And he's thinking, Mayi bhaktir hi bhutanam amritataya kalpate disya disya anasmat sneho bhavatinam marapana. Make sure if somebody else comes that you give them an asan. So Krishna says, everyone considers that if they get my association, that they're very fortunate, right? The karmis seeking relief from their sinful reactions, if they get connection with Krishna, they think, lotto, I hit the lotto, I got a connection with Krishna. Or the namaparad, one holy name, Krishneti. One holy name can relieve you from more sinful activity than it's possible to commit. You think, this is better than the Catholic Church. right? You know, there you go on, what was it? Confession on Saturday? I don't know. Church on Sunday, Holy Communion on Sunday, and start sinning on Monday again. I mean, no, that's just being insincere. That's not what you're trying to get from Krishna Nam, right? We're not trying to have Krishna Nam serve us. We're trying to offer ourselves in service to the holy name, right? So these gopis, they're playing like that. But Krishna says, so the karmis, if they get the touch, they consider it's their great fortune. The gyanis, we're talking about, and then they say, but he says, but I consider myself fortunate that I'm the object of the pure love that's in your hearts. Right? It was the na pare ham niravaja samyudam slok. We're not going to go into all those things, but that's what Krishna's saying. I consider myself fortunate that I'm the object of that pure love and affection you have in your hearts. Now, that's superficially what they're saying, but Guru Maharaj is telling you, the Bhagavatam commentators say, they're exchanging code to each other. And so Krishna, then Radharani says, all right, we can go now. He is always and only ours. And Krishna says, also, it's by the mercy of Narayan's expansion that I'm with you every day. So somebody says, he's in Dwarka, he sends his expansion. That's not what he's saying. Saying, Vrindavanam Paritaja Parikam Gacchati. I never take his foot outside of Vrindavan. Who's in Dwarka? It's not really me, in one sense. Right? It's Dwarka Krishna. Right? I'm here, I'm with you all. You think it's in your minds. Vishwanath says, actually, union and separation are moving in parallel in Vrindavan. Right? Uddhava, they're devastated. There's cobwebs in their house, nobody's eating. People in the local village are spoon-feeding them to try and keep them alive. But when Uddhava's coming, they shift into another mode, and they're like churning butter, and they don't want them to feel bad. He said, Bande Nanda Vradashinam Padare Numa Bhikshnasa Yashod Hari Katod Gitam Punati Bhuvanatrayam. He's saying, actually, when they do that, like in the Damodar, they're singing songs. Even when the neighborhood gopis come and complain to Mother Yasoda, it's a song. Kata natyam gamanam, what is it? Huh? No, kata ganam natya gamanam, where all speech is song, all movement is dance. That's for everybody. So even when they're voicing a complaint about Gopal, it's a song. Mother Yasoda is answering with a song. Yogurt, curd, and letting the calves drink all the milk, and then Yasoda says, I have a suggestion. Why don't you put some yogurt on the table? Next time he comes over, he'll see it's right there. He doesn't have to steal anything or create trouble. And they say, it's not that he likes yogurt as much as he likes stealing. And now we're back to Guru Maharaj. Autocrat, despot, and liar. After all those sages from all over the universe heard Sukadeva's description of pastimes of Krishna, Radharani and Braja Gopis, their minds were blown. They said, in the beginning, you said, Jugupsitam Dharma, like, that religion is the lower thing and is a, condemnable thing. Now you're telling us, and what's to replace that? Condemnable things shall be our religion. Right? You understand? Krishna's, what's condemned in ordinary society, you're saying this is the highest religion. And religion, which is celebrating morality, is the lower thing. That's right, you heard me correctly. So then he and Pariksit Maharaj, straighten it out. They see the raised eyebrows, they have to, try and bring him back down. So they're saying, that's when they give the other slokas. Well, if you're not an Ishwara, Mahadev Shivji drank the ocean of poison, became Nilkanta, there's certain qualifications. They're trying to express something there. So anyway, so Krishna, what the secret message is that they're always and only with each other. Oh, but still, this is the zenith point of Srimati Radharani's separation. Right. This, I'm telling you these things. It's not like I'm sitting here just riffing. from him. That's why I'm saying these things. All right? So, service, according to the intensity of its necessity, draws remuneration. The greatest, the zenith point of service necessity of Radharani is in Kurukshetra. That's why. They're aspiring servitors. Now, something has to be said. That ordinarily, Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, when he's talking about above, you know, Shraddha, Sarvasanga, etc., up to the point of Prem, then, you know, Sneham, Man, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav. So, by constitutional capacity, the highest thing or type of Prem a jiva could experience is Bhav. Not the preliminary Bhav, we're talking past that, Prem, the Bhav that comes after Prem, which is the his group of cowherd boys, the Priyanarma Sakas, they can experience that. All gopis can. But so the jivas, by direct experience with Krishna, you could experience Bhav. Right. Now we're told Mahabhav is only known to Srimati Radharani and Mahaprabhu. They only taste Mahabhav. It is beyond the constitutional capacity of a jiva soul to experience that, to acquire that, to achieve that, to experience that. But when separations reach the zenith point there, and Radharani is of the greatest service necessity, right, from her serving group, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Saraswati Thakur are the opinion. If you will render service at that time, then out of gratitude to her serving group, Srimati Radharani says, here, have a taste from the plate what we're relishing. She gives her servitors a taste of Mahabhav, that which is beyond the constitutional capacity of a jiva soul to experience. And Guru Maharaj, Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur are of the opinion that once you have a taste of this substance, what to speak of all other tastes, but all other rasas become tasteless. That's why they're only promoting her. She, Rasaraj Mahabhav, she can only extract this. Things. So, still, Guru Maharaj said, Vrindavan is for the highest section of liberated souls. Taking, this is how Vaishnava thinks, taking himself to be in the non-liberated section. So in Vrindavan, he was thinking Uddhav Khyati, that Brahma Gita, that's other separation point. The two points, that's, I'll just conclude with that, are the Rath Yatra is celebrating the Kurukshetra, Zena's point. Behind closed doors, it's Uddhava Darshane, the Brahma Gita. That's what I meant to say. That's why Jadi Gorna Haita Tabiki Hoita Kemoni Dari Tam Dehe Radhar Mahima Prema Rasasima Jagata Janatake. That's why Krishna came as Mahaprabhu. We say, no, it was Jadi Dago Tarigoho Krishna Ubadesh. Certainly. But really, like Guru Maharaj says, public service, private life. Private life is all about relishing the position of Srimati Radharani, right? And those two, not her union with Krishna, but the separation zenith points, as Srila Govinda Maharaj would say, what are Mahaprabhu, what are his tasting matters? Repeatedly celebrating the Rath Yatra every year with, and saying mysterious things, and behind closed doors in the last 12 years, Swarup and Ramananda. And then what did it say? What is the point? Uddhava Darshane, that means Brahma Gita, that means separation. Again, it's at zenith point. That's what Rasaraj Krishna has come to experience. What Radharani, what he saw when, and from the hidden position, that says, apar, Rupa Goswami in the Chaitanyastakam says, aparam kasyapi pranayi janabrindasya kutuki rasotsamam hridva madaram upabhoktam kamapiya rucham swam abhavre dutim tadiyam sa chaitanya devaskriti atitaram na kripayatu. Babaji Maharaj always said, what Guru Maharaj says is like what Rupa Goswami says. Guru Maharaj says that he says that Mahaprabhu Krishna plundered the heart and halo of Radharani, stole it. And I'm a servitor, aspiring servitor of Srila Guru Maharaj, because here, we're in Kaviraj Goswami's house, with last time with Gurudev when we were here, and I give this class. And after the class, Bhakti Prem Siddhanti Maharaj, known as Chidananda Prabhu, he loves me so much, and he's always praising others. Gurudev's like reading the paper, you know. And Siddhanti Maharaj goes, oh, Maharaj, Goswami Maharaj just gave such a nice class. And Gurudev goes, what do you expect? He's a disciple of Sridhar Maharaj. And I thought, oh, thank you. If he says that, then my position is clear. But so, what was I saying? From the hidden position? So I'm thinking, what if someone may ask, well, Sridhar Maharaj says he stole it, but where does it say that? Is there a sloka? Or is that on the internet? You know, can you Google that? So, I'm reading the Chaitanyastakam of Rupa Goswami. Says, Ritbhav Madhuram Upabokam Kamapiyam. Stole it. Not borrowed, not took. Says, stole. She's not going to give it easily. That's why the ontological dilemma created, apparently, seemingly ontological dilemma of Kaviraj Goswami comparing Gadadhar Pandit to Rukmini, Guru's disaster. Radharani expands out of Vrindavan into Dwaraka as Satyabhama. Chandravali expands out of Vrindavan into Dwaraka as Rukmini. Why would Kaviraj Goswami compare Gadadhar to Rukmini? It presents an ontological dilemma for us, which Guru Maharaj solved. He's saying, yes, absent her heart and halo, he says, she's like a carcass. They're looking at, whoa, you shudder. He said, a facsimile of herself. Mind absent her bhav, bhav and kanti, radha, bhava, duti, subolita, nomi, krishna, surupam. That's why she's forbidden to go to Gadadhar Pandit is forbidden to go to Vrindavan by Mahaprabhu. Right? Saying, what will it be like absent your heart? It'll be intolerable for you. So you're just saying, I'm just saying you can't go. Don't ask me why. You can't go. Sometimes you just have to accept that. He's saving Gadadhar Pandit from unbearable anguish, right? But we know, that's why Srup Damodar, as Guru says, Sri Gauranamutam Svarupa Viditam Rupaj Grajain Adritam Rupadye Pariveshitam Ragugunai Ashwaditam Sevitam Jivadye Abhirakshitam Shukra Shiva Brahma Samanitam Sri Radha Parasevanamritam Aho Tadatum Isho Bhavan. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he saw the Bhakti Vinod Virahadasakam composed by Srila Guru Maharaj, like we heard Pranamami Siddha Prabhupada Padam, that was composed after Saraswati Thakur's disappearance. Bhakti Vinod Virahadasakam was recorded in his lifetime. And that's when Prabhupada, he sees this, he's reading all the slogans, but this line in particular, and he says, whose composition is this? And the Prakrita Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj says, Sridhar Maharaj. And Saraswati Thakur said, Sridhar Maharaj hasn't written this. Bhaktivinod Thakur has written this through him. It's that perfect. Right? Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj told me, with Guru Maharaj sitting above me, Puri Maharaj in a chair, and I'm at his side, he went, Rupanugadhara, Rupanugadhara. He's the one carrying the conception of Srila Rupa Goswami. That's not like, well, who is it now? Oh, well, we have to think about that pretty carefully. Right? Rupanugadhara. That's when he said, he can fully represent me. He can properly represent me. I may leave the world, but one man will remain behind who can represent me fully and perfectly. And that man is Shastra Nipun, Sridharam Sakalaveti, Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. Right? So he says he's saved us by adjusting this, saying, yes, when Gadadhar is absent, the Bama Bhav of Radharani of Satyabhama, then you could make a comparison like Rukmini. Right? So anyway, where was I at before that? So Vrindavan, not taking himself to be in the non-liberated section. Guru Maharaj will say, but we've heard the non-liberated, they shall go to Navadvip, and they'll find everything there. As Prabodhananda, Tungavidya, things he doesn't know. Yata yata gora padara vinde vinde ta bhaktim krita punyarasi tata tatot sarpata ridyakasmat radha padam bodha sudamburasi. We're told sukritivan sumedasa yajanti hi sumedasa. Right? That's in the Bhagavatam here, sukritivan of Prabodhananda. Same thing. They'll see the entrance to Vrindavan is in Navadvip. Right? Krishna Leela in distribution mode is Gaura Leela. That's what Kaviraj Goswami is saying at the conclusion of the Madhya Leela. And what? The Rasa Leela in distribution mode is Nam Sankirtan. That's the beauty. It's the Rasa Leela in distribution mode. They're bringing others in to be offered up in service. And like Lalita Sai, young Kamapi, Braju Kule, Vrishubhan Ujaya, she's going around Vrindavan canvassing liberated souls. Not only liberated souls, people in other rasas. She's canvassing to bring them into her group. Right? So Guru Maharaj, he sees, all right, Navadvip. So what does he do? Just get on the next train to Navadvip? Not exactly. Who's the Dameshwar of Navadvip? The governor. The visa-granting officer is Nityananda Prabhu. So then he, this is my German assistant, for precision tuning. Ah, Heidelberg we got. So, there's always the perfect, see, his movements. We need to move under the influence. Mahajano yena kata sapanta. Right? Srimati Radharani, she's looking in the environment, all these signs, inauspicious, auspicious signs, they have a meaning on one level, but on her level she's saying, is it a good day for meeting Krishna? Do I see some favorable indicators that it may have, or am I seeing inauspicious signs that maybe it won't happen? Right? As Guru Maharaj told us, he said, one day, the Subal Milan, that Krishna, and like we know, we've said before, gopis, sometimes they want to be cowherd boys, actually. Because they're thinking, if we were cowherd boys, then we could be with Gopal now. But it's daytime, we have to wait for the night. That's why Guru Maharaj said, Vatsalya Rasa and Sakya Rasa are naturally antagonistic to one another. And we made it into a highway. Yashoda wants Krishna to get a good night's sleep. The Braja Gopis went to rendezvous with him in the forest. So, what are you going to do? As Prabhupada said, God is perplexed. You know, but he can handle it. But one time during the day, Krishna's feeling so much separation from Radharani. Why are the Priya Narmasakas intimately connected with Madhura Rasa? Because they know the inner desires of Krishna. All the cowherd boys don't know that, but they do. Subal does. So Krishna tells Subal, get Radharani. And Subal is saying, very, very difficult in the daytime. Very difficult. Try, see what you can do. You know. So he goes over to Radharani's house. And, oh, hi, Subal. Oh, we lost a calf. Have you seen one little? We saw one little calf here. We're searching for that. Oh. Radharani here, yeah, maybe she, can I, yeah. Go ahead and tell Radharani, Krishna's suffering such separation from you. Intolerable. What can we do? So their family lines similar, and we're told, Subal looks like Radharani, but like a boy. So how inconceivably beautiful he must be. So they exchange clothes. So Subal puts on Radharani's dress and everything. And Radharani puts on the dress of a cowherd of Subal and the turban and everything. And then she finds a calf and puts the calf over her breast and starts going. And they go, "Oh, Subal, you found that calf?" And goes. And then they see in the room, they see Rad, who looks like Radharani, there, you know. So everything's okay. Cast and scripted by Yogamaya. So then when Radharani comes as Subal, finds Krishna, senses he's ready to faint. And Radharani as Subal says, "Very difficult.
Very difficult.
What? Cannot arrange now. It's not in the daytime." And Krishna going, he can't recognize. No, I can't. I'm gonna die. I'm ready to faint. I'm going to die. And just to test Krishna, Radharani as Subal says, "I could get Chandravali." And Krishna says, "No, you don't understand my heart. Radharani is the sole possessor of my heart." And Krishna's mad like that. Then Radharani takes the turban, and then her hair comes down, and she says, "Don't you recognize your eternal maidservant?" So Guru Maharaj, I forgot why I was saying that, but Guru Maharaj, he's going to, about his perfect calculations. So he thinks, "I need to go to Eka Chakra, the place of Nityananda Prabhu." So he goes to Eka Chakra, arrives at the train station, puts all of his belongings on a bullock cart, and walks alongside to Nitai Badi. And when he gets there, he's praying, "You are Shastanga Dandabat before Nityananda Prabhu." And he's saying, "You are Patita Pavana. I want to take shelter in Navadvipa Dham." Up to this point, Srila Prabhupada's sister, Bhavatarini Pishima, she wanted to get Diksha from Guru Maharaj. She had Harinam from Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. Guru Maharaj is not initiating anyone, he's deferring. And Goswami Maharaj had Ritvik approval from Saraswati Thakur. So he thought, "You go to Goswami Maharaj, that's safe." Many others are asking also. And Guru Maharaj hesitating. And he explains even why he hesitates. It's to more clearly understand things. That's why. It's not ordinary hesitation. It's to get a clear assessment of things. So he gets this inspiration in his heart from Nityananda Prabhu. "But you do not give shelter to Patita." Because he's not willing to initiate. "If you will give shelter to Patita, then you can have shelter there." And Srila Guru Maharaj says three things occurred to him. This Jnana, Vritta, Satra, Vritta of Jiva Goswami. If you're wealthy and there's another man next to you who has nothing, give them you have some responsibility for them. Don't let them starve. And another thing was, there was one great pundit who, he had so much learning, but he never shared it with anyone. So in his next life, he became a mango tree with big juicy mangoes, and not even a bird would take one. In other words, it was a waste. So these three things occurred to Guru Maharaj, and that inspiration. And so he left there, and where does he choose to go? Now he has the approval of Nityananda Prabhu to take shelter of Navadvipa. But where? It's a big place. There's so many places you can go. He selects the Aparad Bhanjanair Pat, where all the offenders are forgiven their offenses. 1981 or so, when we came out of ISKCON, one of the propaganda that was made at the time of the leaders, they'd say, because the numbers of Chaitanya Saraswati Mat were growing, and they said, not to worry, it's all offenders. So actually they're doing a great service to us because all the offenders are going there and taking shelter. And I told that, or someone told the Guru Maharaj once, and Guru Maharaj just started, he said, yes, all the offenders are taking shelter in the Aparad Bhanjanarapad. And soon, Mahaprabhu will forgive all their offenses and Krishna will give them everything. That's his way of adjusting. So then he goes there and he lives for a year in a hired house. A year later, he gets some land, and on the Rath Yatra day, he puts a big flagpole from a thatched hut in the sky with a red flag on it. And one guy was like, what's that supposed to be? It's like a thatch, the bamboo pole is much greater than the bamboo hut. What's going on here? Right. And I'll say this too, someone asked, I mentioned Pishima, Bhavatarini, Prabhupada's sister, who looked like Prabhupada in a sari, if you want to know how much she looked like Prabhupada. When I would like talk with her, I have to go like, you know, it was just too much. But someone asked her once, like, I heard not so much opulence at Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, Didi. And she says, what do you say? There was so much opulence there. She said, in fact, there's so much opulence that Lakshmi Devi is sweeping the courtyard of Radharani. And Guru Maharaj and Guru, they accept that because she didn't say Sridhar Maharaj is here. Said Radharani's courtyard. As Saraswati Thakur says, Radharani is major domo. She's, it's all hers. So, but Guru Maharaj, in 1943 of Rath Yatra, he pens this sloka, which is the pranam of mantram of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, and it contains all the conceptual architecture of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. It says, Sri Mat Chaitanya Saraswata Matabara Udgita Kirtir Jayasrim Vibrat Sambati Ganga Tata Nikata Navadvipa Koladri Raje Yatrasi Gora Saraswata Nirata Gora Gata Grinanti Nityam Rupanuga Sri Kritimati Guru Gauranga Radha Jitasha. Saying, what is Sri Chaitanya Saraswata? Like a lot of times people say to me, well, what's the difference between your mission and another one? And I don't think it has to be an offensive thing. Like you said, what's the difference between Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami? Or Tunga Vidya and, Sudevi or something. You know, there are beautiful distinguishing characteristics. So the distinguishing characteristic of the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat is the original wealth of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, as expressed in his prayers to Saraswati Thakur and the numerous songs he's written. The Saraswat Arati, the Prema Dhamma Deva Stotram, the Papunaji Vinamritam, Search for Sri Krishna Reality the Beautiful, Sri Guru and His Grace, Golden Volcano of Divine Love, Loving Search for the Lost Servant, Subjective Evolution of Consciousness. Yeah, it's unique, not these unique concepts. Srila Govindamar said about him once that, comparing two other godbrothers, he said, one, his delivery is like a waterfall. It's really intense and exciting, but it's not very clear what's being said. Said the other, like a pond, very clear, but kind of static. He said, what is Guru Maharaj? A fountain springing from the unknown quarter, giving something fresh. Right? He said about Saraswati Thakur, what I liked about my Guru Maharaj, he was not vomiting what he heard from others, but giving something fresh. So anyway, so what does he say there? Sri Chaitanya Saraswata Matabara Udgita Kirtir Jayasrim. Why does this mat exist? What's the flag flying high in the sky announcing? Jayasrim, the Udgita Kirtir Jayasrim. It's all about glorifying Srimati Radharani. Right? Mahaprabhu, that's why Mahaprabhu came. So it's really about Mahaprabhu Gauragatha Grananti. glorifying Mahaprabhu, and that means by extension, Radharani. That's why Krishna comes. Guru Maharaj says in the Prapanna Jivanamritam, Guru Rupa, Harim Gauram, Radha Ruchi Ruchavritam, Nityam Nomi Navadvipe, Namakirtana Nartanai. The Guru Rupa of Krishna is Gauranga. So when Krishna comes as Guru, Swabhaktevya Sudham, Nija Bhajanam Mudram Upadisham. Same thing from Rupa Goswami. Same thing from Guru Maharaj. And before, Brahma Sangita saying, Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham. What if Guru Maharaj wrote a superior sloka to that? Is that possible? Huh? Svarna Koti Darpanaba Deho Varna Gauravam Padma Parijata Banditanga Sauravam Koti Kami Murchitangri Rupa Rasa Rangaram Prema Dama Deva Meva Nomi Gauru Sundaram. If Krishna is 10 million cupids personified as one, beautiful, then is anyone more beautiful than Krishna? Well, what about Radharani? What if you combined Radharani and Krishna? Would that be more beautiful? Is it possible? Koti Kami Murchitangri Rupa Rasa Rangaram. 10 million cupids will faint to see the beauty of Mahaprabhu. They'll be in a fainted position to see the beauty of Mahaprabhu Gauranga Sundar, who's the deity of Srila Guru Maharaj's heart. Rasa Raj Mahabhav Dui Ekarup. As he said, he's about Radharani and Mahaprabhu and some Ramachandra. Self-sacrifice. See, Krishna's enjoyer. So I'm not so attracted to Krishna. Then at 92 he said, but recently some affinity for Krishna is coming to me. So because I know if you're going to be in Radharani's group, you have to like Krishna. So, what are they going to say? That Mat, it's to proclaim the. When I thought I was a member of the Krishna consciousness movement. Place. The kin to Prabhu, Prabhu Priya part. I realized we thought everything was Krishna, he's number, and everyone else surrounding Krishna, secondary subordinate. Came the Guru Maharaj, major shift. Radharani and Mahaprabhu were in the center, and Krishna became secondary. So our lives changed. It was life-altering.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to conclude with the Mad Sloka. I'm in the home stretch here. Okay. So, he says, because we got to just say something. Giriraj Govardhan. Navadvipa Kola, what is its GPS, conceptually speaking? Navadvip, Koladriraj, Adriraj, Giriraj Govardhan. But in Navadvip, Gupta Govardhan. That's where it's located. Yatrasi, Gora Sarasata, Nirata, Gora Gata. What do the members of the Mat do? Gora Gata Grananti. This is what the members of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat are supposed to. They're supposed to be glorifying Mahaprabhu. And Radharani. That's what they do. Gauragata. Nityam Rupanuga Sri Kritimati Guru Gauranga Radha Jitasa. And in the Rupanuga line, with the Rupanuga Dara, right? With Radhika Madhavasam, same thing Das Goswami is saying. With this aspiration, Pujala Ragapat Gaurava Bange Matala Sarujana Bishaya Range. That Raga Marg will be kept above as worshipable. And there, and one step removed from Dasayate Mama Rasastu Rasastu Satyam Sakayane Mama Namostu Namostu Nityam. We'll worship the more confidential, superior plane. And from this plane beneath, and Varnashram, Sannyas and Brahman render some service to that plane. That's Sri Chaitanya Saraswati Mat. That's Gaudiya Mat. That's Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the Rupa Nuga line. And there's no more perfect personality and representative of that line than the guardian of devotion, Bhakti Rakta Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, and his perfect servitor, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. So the Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Abhirba Mahamahutra Titi Kitai. Nitai Go Premanande.